There's a piece in Time magazine, the current issue, called The Limits of Empathy, which is not so much about the word, but about the issue that's likely to dominate the confirmation hearing of this prospective Supreme Court Justice, Sonia Sotomayor, who is in the 2nd District of New York, is an experienced appellate judge with a certain number of cases that will undoubtedly be looked at by senators. Christopher Caldwell joins us. He's Time magazine contributor and senior editor of The Weekly Standard. His article, The Limits of Empathy, as I said, is in this week's issue of Time magazine. Chris Caldwell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
First of all, lay out what you believe will be the central issue in the Judiciary Committee's possible debate, give and take, with Sonia Sotomayor, and why you think this issue is going to have traction with the American people.
Well, the big surprise of her nomination thus far has been what's not going to be the issue, I would say that for pretty much every Supreme Court confirmation of the last quarter century, the issue has been abortion rights, and this has made a lot of people unhappy, whether they like abortion rights or not. The Supreme Court has become a kind of almost a legislature that is the custodian of our abortion rights or lack thereof. But Judge Sotomayor does not have so long a record on abortion, and it's very interesting in the first 24 or 48 hours of discussion to see that a bunch of issues around affirmative action and diversity seem to be the ones that are predominating. There are a number of reasons for that. One is, I would say, one of the most controversial judgments that Judge Sotomayor has made is this. Is this Ritchie case, the RICCI, that your listeners have probably heard a lot about?
Sure.
in New Haven, involving the white firefighters who took a supposedly race-neutral test for promotion, passed it, and then were not allowed to get their promotions when it was discovered that that whites were being promoted at a higher level than blacks.
Well, in fact, the specific issue was that blacks did not pass the test.
Right.
Right.
Well, the specific criticism of Sotomayor is that in not sort of reopening that case and in not addressing the sort of plaintiff's constitutional questions, which a number of judges on the on her circuit court thought were very serious, that she sort of gave those people the brush off, and that's sort of the centerpiece right now of the discussion of her.
All right, now on the one hand, it would probably be helpful to have a robust debate about affirmative action and what the court's role is in this doctrine, which has really. The context for which has changed a lot, really, in the last generation. But it's also the case that, you guys over at the Weekly Standard have a reputation for setting the agenda of the Orrin Hatches of the world on the Judiciary Committee. What gives you the idea that this is actually going to get taken up?
I can't speak for anyone else at the Weekly Standard. I'm personally not interested in setting agendas for anybody or giving anybody any marching orders. Why do I think, why, just as a matter of judgment, do I think that this will come up? It's partly this opinion, and in any Supreme Court confirmation, you get both parties poring over the judge's opinion. But it's also Sotomayor's public statements on questions of diversity, like the speech she gave at the La Raza legal conference 8 years ago, in which she made remarks about a Latina being able to, with the richness of her experience, being able to come to better conclusions than, I believe she said, an old white male.
And that has given her the charge of reverse racist by Rush Limbaugh and Tom Tancredo and Glenn Beck and some others, right?
Yeah, which by the way, I don't think is fair any more than I think that such offhand comments by other people would constitute racism. I think we sort of fling that word around
right.
too much. But this is certainly going to be it's one of those things that will be examined.
Well, before we go, then, and forget about the fairness thing, because I agree with you. I'm weary of all of this kind of mudslinging. on the issue of affirmative action, I mean, didn't Anthony Kennedy sort of reveal himself to be the swing vote on the very issue of affirmative action in the University of Michigan case? What impact can even a liberal justice like Sotomayor have on what seems to be a settling precedent here?
Yeah, well, you know, I would say you could say either Kennedy or Sandra Day O'Connor was the swing vote in that Michigan case. She is replacing David Souter, a liberal justice. Had she been and of the three judges that Obama is said to have considered, she's probably the most sympathetic to affirmative action and racial preferences. I think the context of affirmative action is changing. Obviously, when you have a lot of the justification for affirmative action comes from the idea that there are obstacles in social structures or in the attitudes of people.
And certainly the formulation of the argument today, like in the Ricci case, involves more the reverse questions of racism, even beyond the issue of quotas, which really was all what the Bush era and, in some sense, the Reagan era was about. Christopher Caldwell, thanks for being with us. We got to go. But the interesting viewpoint of affirmative action being a part of the confirmation debate over Sonia Sotomayor is the thesis of Christopher Caldwell's article in Time magazine. He's senior editor of the Weekly Standard. Christopher Caldwell, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, John.